What is Qigong and how can it help you have a confident and calm life, as the title of this podcast proclaims? You will find the answers in this podcast series with host, the confidence coach, Susan Axelrod, and co-host, Nadine Searle, the calmer self coach. Qigong is an ancient Chinese practice of mindfulness, but it's so much more. Called internal medicine, it is said that using the practice of Qigong can create an elixir within. Could this be true? In this podcast series, this truth will be explored by two practitioners, one former type A and one former self-professed people pleaser. Dr. Roger Yonka calls Qigong one of the most eloquent, poetic, and effective tools in our quest for personal breakthrough and peace of mind. Your podcast hosts, Susan and Nadine, agree. Qigong can be a new tool in your personal health practice kit. Join them for this conversation that may just change your life.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode on being present. Qigong is one of the tools that I used to get myself into what we call the present moment. When you do a podcast, you sit for a moment backstage with the guest before you go live. And Nadine, Searle, and I were just saying, we didn't really know what it meant to be present. Isn't that true, Nadine?
Yes, exactly. I confessed to you, no surprise to you, of course, that it took me years to know what that meant. People always said to me, oh, be in the moment, just be in the now. That's like, people hear it all the time. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know how to do it. It took me a long time to learn. I'm glad to say that you and I both teach people how to do this. It doesn't need to take a long time. But that was my experience. I didn't have a clue. And I think you said you were the same, weren't you? It wasn't something that you knew
I
how
mean,
to
it was one of those things, honestly, that I used to mock, like breathing, mindfulness, being present. And then I used to say things like, being happy is overrated. I honestly did. And so, no, I didn't have the tools. I didn't have the understanding. And it really, and I suffered because of it, I believe.
I would totally agree with that one with you because I didn't realize how much I suffered through not living in the moment and what I missed as well. That's the other thing. But I was in, I don't think it's too dramatic to say, in constant pain, either being in the past, regretting, worrying, fussing, thinking I should have done something another way, or being in the future, which I think is where I was most of the time, planning, trying to do the right thing, trying to second guess what I was meant to be doing. As you have mentioned many times, I was the eternal people pleaser. And when you are that kind of person, you're spending all your time thinking, what does that person want me to be? How's that going to be? And realizing now that how wrong I was, for a start, I didn't need to do that, but for a second, what I thought people wanted, I hadn't got it right. I never got it right.
Never
And
got it
so,
right.
yeah, so I was wasting time and energy and precious moments and missing me, missing nature, missing all the things around me, just in this constant, either looking back and mostly with regret and giving myself a hard time, or looking forward, trying to be what I thought I was meant to be. So that, and that is exhausting, isn't it, Susan?
It's
It's
exhausting. And I have to tell you, I feel myself becoming emotional because,
yes, I can see, yeah.
when you just said losing precious moments of the present, I could feel the energy of the wishing and wanting and yearning for certain things to to already be here, to look to the future. And that is why I wanted to discuss this topic in our episode today. Nadine and I, we're just connected on a soul level. And so when you just talked about you're always in the past or always in the present, I want to say that I have experienced a recent loss, which is keeping me in the past a little bit.
Yes, yeah,
And
that
I
happens.
know that you are experience experiencing a health concern, which may have you being in the future a little bit, like worrying and wondering and wondering and wondering. And for me, thinking and thinking, and you know, you could feel the energy getting denser and denser. When, you know, for me, I'll speak for myself, you know, I'm going to the past. It's not a bad thing. You know, I'm working on emotional processing, and this is relevant for every person because most of us experience loss or grief or trauma or unrealized trauma or other things that come to us that we worry about into the future. And so it's really Qigong. As I've said many times in our podcast conversations, I didn't know that what I was practicing was Qigong until I started learning about Qigong. And then I said, wow, my therapist and others, mentors, guides, teachers, authors have been teaching me this for many years. And that's why I wanted to have this discussion today. So Nadine, let's just take a breath. So in real time, people who are viewing this or listening saw this happen to me. Even when you were speaking, I can feel, you know, the emotion rising. What's the emotion from? It may be something that happened in the past or something that happened in the future, or, you know, thinking about the future, because I can tell you right now, I'm sitting in the most beautiful place. I have this beautiful fire behind me. I'm with my dear soul sister in this moment. And you and I together are speaking out words, creating and emitting deeply loving, energetic, you know, ideas. And this is where we are in this present. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And I feel that that is something that is really, you know, because we are across the miles, you know, it's that kind of magic thing that works in our world, doesn't it? And the connection that we have, and exactly like you said, and it was obvious to see for people that are watching this, when I was speaking, I was getting chills. I don't know if that was obvious to see.
I got chills.
You were getting you were getting emotion. This is the connection. And isn't that a wonderful example of being in the present moment and how I feel that we can support each other to do that? Because sometimes it's difficult to do it on your own. Sometimes it is difficult to do it without a practice, maybe. And the Qigong practice is something that really helps you, isn't it? So it's, and it's a blessing for me to have that practice in my daily life. And I know it's something that you're doing, you're teaching people as well. It's something that you put into your whole wonderful way of helping people. And it's so valuable, isn't it? Because the people, like we said right at the start, who don't know how to do it, this is a way that we can go, well, this is a way. There's lots of ways, but it's one way, foolproof, easy, gentle, loving and kind way that we can actually get in that present moment.
Yes.
And I feel that when I first started practicing Qigong, I didn't even know that's what I was looking for. I didn't know that's what I needed, but it gave me that. And then I started to go, oh, you know, for that last hour, because I used to spend an hour at classes. I don't spend an hour now, but for that hour, I was in the moment. I go, oh, I did it. Did it without realizing. That's lovely, isn't it? That's a beautiful, and that's what you're teaching people, isn't it? So that's beautiful.
It's so good. All of this is so good, you know. Dr. Roger Yanka, who heads the Institute for Qigong and Tai Chi, which is where I'm working on training, getting my training and certifications, he talks about opening your hands up, putting them in front of you, opening your hands up, and imagining and placing the past in one hand and the future in another hand. And when you then bring your hands together like this and place them into your heart center, right? Your heart center here, your heart brain, as it's called, all the past drops away here and all the future drops away here. And then we are mindfully present. So the one of the things that I've learned about Qigong is you don't have to be the top master of Qigong. You don't have to know the most. You really hardly need to know anything, which is why what you and I are doing in this podcast series is talking about the idea of how Qigong can support your life. We're teaching basics like this basic that I just did before. When I got emotional, I honestly cried. I would have cried full on if I didn't say, oh my gosh, we need to take a breath and we need to calm down and settle and settle. And then I could be present again with you. So the title of this episode is called On Being Truly Present, which may be a judgment or it may be a qualifier. But the reason we're talking about this today is to help people come out of the stress, out of the worry, to be what I've learned is called presencing. And that's why when we also, it's another Qigong move to lift up the body, align the spine with the neck, and bring your chin back to where it's supposed to be, bring your shoulders down, and take a breath in and out.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And you've just demonstrated so easily that you can do it just by using what you've got with you all the time, your hands. One hand for the past, one hand for the future. Bring them together, just centering. It's so simple, isn't it? And so quick and easy. Anyone can do it anytime, anywhere. And that is exactly like you say, yes, you can do a practice. I used to do classes for an hour. I now have about a 20-minute daily practice. I can do something in quicker times, you know, but it can be accessible for everyone without learning lots. Obviously, it's lovely if you do want to learn more, isn't it? But that you just demonstrated is exactly the essence of it, isn't it? And that will work and help people. But I'd like just to say, if you don't mind, just to track back a bit where you're saying when you felt the emotion coming up, that you could, I'm not going to say push it away, but you could actually get back to being together. And obviously we're on a podcast, it's probably quite important. With a lot of people I work with, and I'm sure you find the same, what they need and what we help them with is actually really getting in touch with those feelings so that they can actually maybe cry more, maybe get those emotions moving. Because again, as I've said it so many times, when we're in fear, when we're in worry, when we're in stress, we're stuck, we're holding ourselves tight. So that flow of movement is beneficial as well to really go and maybe make those tears come more. And I say make them, that sounds cruel, that's not what it's about, but encourage the emotion to flow, because there is a time and place for that as well, isn't there? And I'm sure you've stepped into that a lot lately. I know I have lately.
Yeah,
working those emotions and getting them to come up more so that we can move through, definitely. And that is important too. And I just wanted to say that for people to, it's not about, some people think we're pushing emotions away, and we're actually not. We're welcoming them up and putting them, getting them where we want them to be.
On being truly present is about allowing emotions to come up. You couldn't be more right. Of course, we're doing a podcast here. I didn't bring tissues. If I started crying, my makeup would run, my nose would run. You know, so in this moment, I did really feel the need to bring myself back. But I have been giving intentionally, lovingly, giving myself time and space to allow all the emotion to come up, to do the emotional processing. I'm working with Cornelia Stephanie, who is a master in helping teach and support through the type of emotional processing. So while you and I also do this with others, we also need the support. For me in my grief and trauma of a recent loss, you know, why wouldn't I access that? So Nadine, I'm so lucky and blessed to live near Sedona, Arizona, and I spend a lot of time hiking in the trails and just sitting there and allowing the tears to flow. And I do, that is absolutely so important. It's an interesting piece of our conversation about, you know, the emotion and what's underlying it. And we're talking about emotional processing through the emotions. That's what you brought up.
Yeah.
But oftentimes emotions stem from the past or worry about the future.
Yes.
And so there's some kind of magic around being truly present. You know, one of the ways that I learned, as you said, I didn't know it at all. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know, you know, anything about it. And one of the tools that supported me over 20 years was learning of the power of visuals, Nadine.
Yeah.
So in the day before my personal enlightenment and transformation journey, I knew about crystals, I knew about numerology, I knew about color psychology, I knew about all the things, you know, I knew about witchery, you know, they called them witches because people didn't understand how, you know, and, but in part of my own journey, I've used visuals. This is one of the tools that I wanted to share today to come to presence. So when it happens to be a full moon and I had to take my dog out this morning at 6 to be ready for our conversation. Wow. And I saw with my eyes, right? You see with your eyes and also your brain, if you're lucky and blessed to have your vision.
Yeah.
I saw the moon and the morning moon full today is the day. And I came to present, Nadine.
Yes.
I came to present and I stood in the glow of the full moon. And that was enough to really come to the present and be looking up. And this is what I do when I see a piece of rose quartz. Rose quartz is a light pink color stone. And traditionally it symbolizes love.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I no longer have to say, well, is that true? Is it not true? Is it true?
No.
Because I use it as a visual to say, I know what this is, and I know what some say it represents. And therefore, to me, it represents that in that moment. It happened, a friend of my husband's butt dialed me the other day and my husband passed away recently, but I used the opportunity. I was hello. And then I realized what it was. And I chose to believe this is a moment that I get to think about my husband.
Yes. Yeah. And I believe those kind of things too. You know, when you have like the mistaken number dial you, there's a reason for that, isn't there? And that happened for a reason. So you can go with that because you do trust and you have that. You don't need to understand it or you don't need to know why. It's going with the flow, I call it. And you're absolutely right. You know, the moon is there. I'm going to do my full moon rituals later on and that kind of thing. And I love it. And it's that kind of, again, just remembering that nature is there for us all the time, isn't it? You're okay there. Nature's there all the time. So to look up, some people don't look up. I never used to look up when I lived in the city and I didn't look up. But, oh, there's the moon. How beautiful. Morning and night. You know, we can see the moon at different times, can't we? And just to tune in. And the way I feel about the full moon, as it is that day in Leo, which is brilliant, is that she's there. She's a she. She's the moon is the she to me. She's there with her magnetism to take away what I am ready to release. So I don't even think of those many words, and that's not even many words, but I just go, there's the moon. Off you go. Take. I'm giving it to you. And then I get a little song in my head. I won't sing it because that's not the best thing to do. But there is that. This is the thing. And exactly like you said, you know, it doesn't have to take long. It's trusting. It's not, I don't have to really understand it. It's a feeling. And it's just, and then how much support we have. Like you say, we get supported by fellow therapists, people that we know. We have the support for ourselves. We support other people. But nature always is supporting us if we only see, if we only let it, if we only trust.
I, over my journey, learning about how much Mama Nature can mother you is so huge. It's transformative. So many people have mother issues, Nadine, mother concerns. Yes. I'm a coach for women in the second half of life. And even women, you know, who are well into their 60s, 70s, 80s, they still have problems with their mother. And I was lucky and blessed to have a wonderful mother and a wonderful relationship still. And all, she wasn't perfect, Nadine. I do often invoke mama nature when I'm out there. I often write about this and I often speak about this. Everybody, most people in the whole world will never have the blessing of being able to go to Sedona as I never imagined that I would in my former life. But still in all, exactly like you just said, even in a city, you can step out, you can look up, and you can see what we in Qigong call the boundless sky. And this is another tool that I've learned. Again, I learned it in different ways, using different language, having a different feel and a different sense. But in Qigong, we imagine ourselves to be present. We did the lifting before. I felt myself going down like this again. The lifting, the opening, this is called body movement. Any kind of body movement is good. I'm going to talk about dancing in a second, Nadine. And then we lift up, we open up, we come to mind focus. It's called mind focus.
Yeah.
We create the thoughts that we want to think. We create the thoughts that soothe us. We can create the thoughts that can help us feel better. Yes. And then we come to breath awareness. We take a breath. All of that can happen in a few seconds time to bring you to the present. And this is the way I use it and teach it, is when I'm in this state of being, in being truly present in this moment, it's not that all the bad stuff hasn't happened or won't happen or might not happen. No. It's not like that. It's about being in a good state of well-being, as I call it, or state of mind, and then going into the next moment in that better state of mind.
Yes, exactly.
And that's really where it is, isn't it?
Yes, it so is, isn't it? And it's choosing. I always go on about choice. It's your choice. Choose how you react. Choose how you step into the next moment. Choose how you want to be present or not. It's entirely up to you. It's choice, isn't it? And I love the way that you describe that. But also, I feel when you said about Mother Nature, I feel as well, and again, it goes with the Qigong practice, doesn't it? We have Mother Earth underneath us all the time, supporting us, grounding us, giving us that solid feeling, you know, that grounding, that wonderful, you know, Mother Earth. And I, again, it's Mother Earth to me, is always there. So is the beautiful sky, always there, like you just described, you know, holding that space. And we are perfectly placed in between the two, to be held, to be safe, to feel, you know, tuning into the moment. And again, in Qigong practice, it's a lot about the flow up and down of energy, isn't it? The sky above, the earth beneath us, you know. And again, just feeling present. And like you described so beautifully, it's almost stretching into it, isn't it? You know, feeling, I could make myself feel a little bit longer, maybe bigger, maybe more held, you know, whatever we need in the moment, just by that flow of movement, really tuning in. And again, it doesn't have to take long, it can be seconds. Sky above, earth below, we are perfectly placed.
And so this is so good. Oh, this is so good. I want to just say that Nadine Searle is the Calmer Self Coach. She has a 6-step method to support you in this. She can do it virtually. She's done it with me. I have benefited from her services. Nadine, it's so good what it is that you're doing. I'm the confidence coach. I do my work in a different way. I do coaching sessions over a period of time. But either way, we are both here to support you in this idea. That's what, you know, I was just writing down, as I always do, themes that we've talked about today in this episode on being truly present, releasing, choosing, loving, presencing. These are all the ways if we can break through the clutter in our minds, and that's what Nadine's method is designed to support you in. If we can break through the clutter in our minds, then we can rise in this way. Isn't that right?
Yes, beautifully. But I couldn't have said it better myself. And I do feel that is what it is, isn't it? It's about, I always say, snatch a moment of calm. That's one of my little, I say it all the time. And that's what it is about. That gives us so much, doesn't it? If we can, just for a moment, whether you want to call it snatch a moment of calm or whether it just be present, whatever it is, just stepping out of whatever's going on for you and then choosing how you come back. And you might do that 10 times a day. You might do that 100 times a day. You might not remember to do it. It's fine. But you have that as a tool, don't you? And again, these are things that we both teach our clients. And it's wonderful to be able to do that. And from your point of view, I mean, yes, you are the confidence coach. You have really helped me so much. I can't say how grateful I am. Just, you know, you ooze confidence, you share it, you support, you do so much with everybody I know, and you've helped me so much. But also with your Qigong practice that you are sharing as well, I'm not really sure, actually, and it'd be nice for everyone to know, do you actually do that one-to-one with people? And I know you can do it virtually, but do you do it real life as well? Do you do group sessions where people can join in? I'm not sure how it works for you, so
thank you for asking. When I got trained and certified as a level one teacher, just really learning and teaching the basics, I thought and intended to that I would have a local in real life group class that I would do, but my life, I'm keeping present, honestly, and because I'm dealing with my own loss, be honest, really, that's the truth. And I therefore am not forcing the idea that I should have a class and all of that. So I use Qigong in all of my personal coaching sessions. I use Qigong in my weekly self-care accountability group. I do have a weekly online accountability group for self-care this year because of all the reasons we're talking about. Nothing else matters if you don't have self-care. Also, it's hard to get and feel and be well if you don't know what self-care is for you. In my group, I'm not teaching. I'm sharing these tools just like we do here. And I really insist that each one of us learn what works for ourselves in terms of self-care. And so I do have on my mind having a local class, but to be consistent with my own teaching, I'm not forcing myself to do that. Now, I do offer, and I do this, I do one-to-one virtual Qigong by phone. It doesn't it doesn't have to be even on Zoom because there's something very intimate about it, isn't there, Nadine? In some ways, the fancier forms, of course, you know, you may need to teach and that kind of thing. But I'm into the basics of helping women just come up to the present. So I can, just like we've been describing here, some people will be listening to this podcast, not viewing
us. Not seeing, and
we can, I very easily, in a 30-minute session, can help people teach some moves that they can have forever and do to support themselves always. So that's in the sentiment of on being truly present for myself. You could see earlier in our talk that I still have grief rising. I have loss rising. I have emotion rising. And so I am not forcing my my motto. It's not my theme for the year, but my motto is force nothing, allow all. And that's really where I am. But thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
No, it's really interesting because it's something, you know, we just assume things, don't we, and we don't know. And I love the fact that you say you do it over the phone sometimes. I do a lot of my work over speakerphone. People don't need to see me. I don't need to see them. It's nice to connect that way, isn't it? But it works so well. And I think as well that it's freeing for the people that you're guiding because then they don't have to worry about am I doing it right? Have I got the right? It's how it feels, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's something, again, you know, that I feel is really important, that people aren't trying to get the perfect pose or perfect posture. It's the feeling. And so if you're guiding someone through and they're not even seeing you, there's an advantage, isn't there, maybe, that they actually just feel in the movement. Oh, I'm going up and down with my arms. I'm lifting myself. I'm connecting with earth and sky. And it doesn't matter what we look like, does it? It doesn't matter what we're actually doing. It's the feeling. So I love that you do it in that way as well. And probably it's really helpful for people.
It's really helpful. My clients absolutely love it. And it's good for me as well. Nadine, we have come to the end of our time.
I know.
It's hard to keep these contained to 30 minutes, but our desire, our deepest desire is for our listeners and our viewers to be introduced to the basics and to understand that there are things that you can do to be truly present. In our next episode, we are going to talk about the dreaded word goals and how Qigong can actually help you accomplish and achieve your goals. So for those who are interested, we'll be starting that soon. Of course, our podcasts are on both of our YouTube channels, and we'll put those in the podcast notes for you. Nadine, wow.
Yes, it's always wow, isn't it? It's always wow. It's just magic when we speak together, isn't it? I love it so much. Thank you
for inviting
me to do this with you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll see you soon, Nadine. Yeah, can't wait for our next conversation.
Bye-bye.